Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
Now, if you have a Bible, we're going just to look together just at one verse. It's found in Paul's first epistle to Timothy, 1 Timothy and chapter 1. And we're just going to read just one verse, verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. First Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. And Paul is writing, and this is what he writes. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now that will suffice for the reading of the Word of God at this present moment. Four little thoughts that I have shared in the past year, and I'm going to share again with you this afternoon. Four little points that are very easy to understand and very easy to take away. And when you go back home later today, you might be able to take your Bible, and you might be able again to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15 and read it for yourself again and again and again. And remember the points, for they are very, very simple and very, very easy to understand. I want to think like this. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, or rather, worthy to be accepted by all, none excluded. This message is for you. It's for me. It's for everybody. You know, we live in a day and age when certain messages are for certain people. Certain promotions, if you like, that come on are for certain individuals. For example, if you're over the age of 65, I believe, there is such a thing called SAGA holidays, which are for those who are over the age of 65. If you're 64, forget it. You won't apply for it. And that's just a very simple illustration. But here in the Word of God, this message is to be accepted by all, none excluded. God has an interest in you today, boy, girl, man, woman. God is interested in each and every one of us. And so Paul writes, this is a faithful saying. It's a true saying that all might accept it, that Christ Jesus. I want to think of the person. For the gospel is about Christ Jesus. It's not about man. It's not about self. It's not about the people that meet in the gospel hall here in Hospital Hill. The message of the gospel, the center of the gospel message, is Christ Jesus. And so we're going to think about the person, that Christ Jesus. Secondly, came into the world, the place, to save the purpose, sinners, the people. That's very easy to understand. A very simple illustration that each and every one of us will be able to take away. And as I say, later on, recount this verse and recount the message and recount the headings, the person, the place, the purpose, and the people. Had we read back in verse 13, Paul writes these words, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And Paul is giving us a flavour of his past. That's what he was in the past. He was a blasphemer. What's that? He took the name of Christ in blasphemy. Christ meant nothing to him. In fact, he was a leader of people that seemed to want to exterminate Christ and Christianity. He went about putting people in prison. He went about, and the bent of his life was just to simply see Christianity void, empty. Christ was never in his thoughts until he was stopped in his tracks on the Damascus Road. And there we have the conversion of Paul, Saul as he was then, but he changed his name to Paul. And so he is writing, I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor. In other words, I was just a simple sinner. And he adds this at the end of verse 15, when he's talking about Christ Jesus coming into the world to save sinners, he refers to him as the chief of sinners. You know, the Apostle Paul had thought to himself, there can be no greater sinner than me. After what I have done, I must be the chief of sinners. Well, if the chief of sinners can get saved, let me tell you tonight, this afternoon, anybody can get saved. And salvation is for the whosoever. It was for the Apostle Paul in his day that God miraculously saved him on the Damascus Road. And now he's writing to Timothy, a young man in the faith. And this is what he writes. This is a faithful saying, worthy to be accepted by all. I hope you're going to accept it. In a sense, what we're giving today is a gift. The gift is Christ Jesus. What's the gift that Christ gives and keeps on giving? It's everlasting life. What do I do with a gift? Well, we're coming up towards Christmas time. Not that far away from Christmas Day. And what do we do at Christmas time? We give gifts. And with a gift, what do I do with the gift? I can either accept it or reject it. Here is a gift that God has given to you in Christ Jesus, salvation. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to accept it? Or are you going to reject it? You know, every time you come through that door into the hall, every time you hear the message of the gospel, every time you go out, and you go out the same way as you came in as a sinner, you have rejected the gift. That's blunt, I know, but that's the truth of it. Here is a gift. Christ has given himself as that gift at Calvary. He's given to you the opportunity of everlasting life, eternal life. And every time I walk out the door and I don't take that gift, I've rejected the gift. And so Paul is saying, here is a gift. And it's worthy to be accepted by all. That Christ Jesus. And so we'll begin with the person. We must begin with the person of Christ. We must speak highly of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we remember, in a few months' time, we'll celebrate Christmas. What do we celebrate at Christmas? We celebrate the arrival of Christ upon earth. How that he left heaven and he came to the manger. And we'll sing the Christmas carols, Away in a Manger. And so on. And it's a reminder of Christ Jesus leaving glory, heaven, with his Father God, and coming to earth, to where we are. We could not go there, for we were sinners. He came to where we were, and he came to earth. And he lived a life down here of almost 33 and a half years, a sinless life, a perfect life. A life that you and I can never attain to on this side of eternity. For we're going to see that we're sinners. But he was sinless. He was perfect. He was pure. He was just. I tell a lie. I can't help it. It's because I've got sin within me. No doubt you've told many a lie. He never told a lie. I may have said a wrong word to a person. I know I have. And I probably will do. But that's because I've got sin within me. He never said a wrong word. He never had to apologise for a wrong word, because he was sinless. I've taken a turn the wrong way, and I regret it. But that's because I'm a sinner. He never took a wrong turn, a wrong action, because he was sinless. See, I'm painting today a picture of my Saviour, Christ Jesus, God's Son. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ lived for 33 and a half years upon this earth. He blessed people. He cared for people. He was compassionate towards people. He did that which was termed a miracle. You know, sometimes you hear of people today and they say, it was a miracle that took place. It was no miracle that took place in front of their eyes. Only Christ could do a miracle and perform a miracle. We were hearing this afternoon from our brother George concerning a miracle when the Lord was in the boat on the sea and there was a great storm and the disciples thought they were going to perish. And yet he stood up in the midst of the boat and said, peace be still, and there was a great calm. He was able to calm the storm at sea. A miracle happened before their very eyes. Christ Jesus. He's the central figure in the message of the gospel. We're not here to peddle religion. We're not here to tell you how good we are. We're not here to say that when you come to the gospel hall, all will be great and rosy and bright. We're here to tell you today about Christ Jesus. I'm here to tell you about my Saviour. As a boy of 12, just accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour, to acknowledge that I was a sinner, that Christ Jesus died at Calvary to take away my sins, to make me fit for heaven. And the only way I'm going to gain entry into God's heaven is to accept the gift. To accept Christ Jesus. I was thinking earlier on today when George was ministering, of following on from what he said. They went over to the other side in the boat, and the Lord Jesus with them. And they came unto the other side of the sea, into the city of the Gadarenes, Mark chapter 5. And it speaks there about a man, an unclean man with an unclean spirit, just a sinner. And this sinner approaches Christ. And listen to what he says. What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? What have I to do with thee, Jesus? Well, might I ask and throw out that challenge to you this afternoon. What have you done with Jesus? Have you accepted Christ Jesus as your Saviour? Or still do you keep him at arm's length and reject him? And all the time he wants to save you. Listen to what Paul says. Christ Jesus, what did he do? He came into the world. He came to this very place. He came to earth. Over 2,000 years ago, he came to earth. And he lived on earth. His footsteps on the sands of time. He touched individuals. He visited certain places. Read the Bible, especially the New Testament, and you'll see all the places that Christ came into: Bethany, Capernaum, Damascus, and thousands of other places where he touched on earth. He came to where we were. He came to the place called earth. He was born in a manger, and he died on a cross. He was buried before that in a tomb in Jerusalem. He came to where we were. He came to the place called earth. He left heaven. He went back to heaven. But in between leaving heaven and going back to heaven, he came to the place called earth. He came to this world. And for what purpose, do you say, did he come to the world? Did he just come? Just to see it? To pass through it just like a tourist? Just to marvel at Jerusalem and the gates and the walls and visit places like Jordan and the places that we've already referred to? No. He came for this purpose, to save. To save who? Well, the verse tells us to save sinners. We might not like to be called a sinner. You might say, listen, when you refer to me as a sinner, you're offending me. Well, I'm not calling you a sinner. God's calling you a sinner. It's in the word of God. If we read Romans chapter 3, verse 23, we read these words, for all have sinned. All. There's that word again. Without exception. Young man, young woman. Older man, older woman, and all in between. Irrespective of age, gender, nationality, creed, culture. All have sinned. How did we sin? Well, we sinned because there is within us a capability to sin, passed down on us by our fathers and forefathers. And it stems right back to the very beginning of time in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve placed into that garden. And God says, thou mayest eat freely of all the trees, bar one, just one. Think of the thousands of other trees that were laden with fruit that they could have eaten off and enjoyed fellowship and a relationship with God. But the serpent, the devil, got into the mind of Eve and she ate that forbidden fruit and passed it to her husband Adam and he took off it as well. And ever since then, sin came into the world and sin has been passed upon all men. And so when we're born, we're born with a DNA within us that makes us sin. And Paul writes to Timothy and says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save. And he came to save me. Let me tell you, he came into the world to save you. And if you were the only person that had sinned, he came to save you. His death upon the cross at Calvary, supposing you were the only sinner on earth, his death upon the cross at Calvary would not have been in vain, just to save you. But he came to save sinners. Millions of sinners. Billions of sinners. I don't know how many are in the world today. I believe it's in excess of 7 billion. Well, let me tell you, he has the power and the capacity to save 7 billion sinners. And included in that figure is you. You say, lowly me, me of no significance, just a person from Dunfermline or Rosyth or Inverkeithing or wherever you might be. He knows you. And he loves you. And he wants to save you. And save me from the penalty of sin. And save me to make me fit for heaven. And save me to take me one day to heaven. You know, we have, or people today rather, have this grand illusion that if I do the best I can on earth, if I treat people the way I want to be treated myself, if I show good works towards others, then in that future day, God will judge me in a balance. And if the good outweighs the bad, then God will accept me into his heaven. Not so. Not so. The Bible says it's not of works, lest any of us should boast. So how do I get ready for heaven? How do I make sure that I'm bound for heaven when my time on earth is over? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Christ Jesus, the person, came into the world, the place, to save, the purpose, sinners, the people. Let's bring it closer to home. Christ Jesus, the person, came to where I am, the very place, to save me. The purpose of his coming was to save me. Why? Because I am a sinner. He saved the Apostle Paul. He called himself the chief of sinners. You might refer to yourself as the chief of sinners. You might think to yourself, God cannot possibly save me. I'm too wicked. I'm too bad. God can save you. And God can save you if you allow yourself to be saved. God has given to man a free will. He has given to you a free will to choose to either accept him or reject him. We sang this afternoon that hymn 122. Listen to verse 2, room for pleasure, room for business, but for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter in your heart for which he died. Have you any time for Jesus? As in grace he calls again, oh today, today. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Don't put off this matter any longer. Get right with God. Accept Christ and do it now. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 27:1, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We might have plans for tomorrow. We might have ambitions before us of what we're going to do with our life. That can end in a heartbeat. That can end in a moment. And the plans and the ambitions of life are in tatters. Why? Because we've been called out into God's great eternity. Oh, today is time accepted. Tomorrow you may call in vain. What would give us great joy on heaven's shore is to see you there. That's the purpose of our gathering this afternoon. It's not to increase the numbers that come to the Gospel Hall, although that would be good. But the reason that we convene this Gospel meeting is that you might come to know the Saviour, who is our Saviour. And that you might rejoice with us as we travel home towards heaven. We trust that God will give to you this afternoon that grace just to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Saviour. Shall we pray?
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. and if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.